Tasks that require some collaboration can be satisfying, as when players in Pandemic work together to stop a deadly virus spreading, or when rivals trade resources in Settlers of Catan. But vicious competition can be relished too, especially if it means putting your annoying relatives in their place. On planet Ozerdale, the different astronauts work together to display a range of talents. Some, if lucky, can outperform the others. Is it more rewarding to create a new game, calibrate sometimes complicated rules, make hexagonal tiles for the board, set up a website to share the idea and anticipate how others will be entertained, or to get down to the absorbing business of rolling the dice, defeating monsters and dodging asteroids? In your correspondence household, the most intense excitement seems to come in the early stages of crafting a new thing. For the inventor, the pleasure is from being a storyteller of sorts, one who introduces a cast of characters, bestows each with attributes, a scientist able to invent new technology, the miner with geological nous, and then dreams up novel scenarios for them. For those who lead others in role-playing games, such as Dungeons & Dragons, it may be a small step to put a game on a board. For their audience, especially parents, who are prone to being baffled by many intricate rules, having cardboard tokens in hand helps to keep things simple. The real goal, whether for those trapped at home during lockdown or astronauts stranded on a planet of wolf aliens, is to have a chance to escape.